And so the poor gentleman was doubly non-suited, for he lost both his suit of clothes and his suit at law. These smearings and scratchings, these washings and dashings being duly performed, the next ceremonial is to cleanse and replace the distracted furniture. You may have seen a house raising or a ship launch. Recollect, if you can, the hurry, bustle, confusion, and noise of such a scene, and you will have some idea of this cleansing match. The misfortune is that the sole object is to make things clean. It matters not how many useful, ornamental, or valuable articles suffer mutilation or death under the operation. A mahogany chair and a carved frame undergo the same discipline. They are to be made clean at all events, but their preservation is not worthy of attention. For instance, a fine large engraving is laid flat upon the floor. A number of smaller prints are piled upon it, until the superincumbent weight cracks the lower glass. But this is of no importance. A valuable picture is placed leaning against the sharp corner of a table. Others are made to lean against that, till the pressure of the whole forces the corner of the table through the canvas of the first.